It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
2 hours down and two to go here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Danny Cunningham going to be joining us in about 18 minutes' time. But as we are halfway through the show and it is 9 o'clock, well, you know exactly what time it is.
Get a grip.
It's time to get a grip. This is Overtime.
Get a grip.
With Jake Volnick on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, let's kick things off. And what better way to kick things off? I mean, where else do you really go? How can you not just want to get perked up on a Thursday? Am I right? That's right. Kendrick Perkins on the Road Trippin' podcast. Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye and crew. And, well, I don't even know how to tee this up for you. Hey, you'll know the blasphemy when you hear it. Let's start things
Oklahoma
off.
Oklahoma City Thunder never went to the NBA Finals until Kendrick Perkins arrived on that team.
Good start.
Because they couldn't get past the Lakers, who had the Twin Towers and Andrew Bynum and Paul Gasol. Okay, that's number one.
They were a problem.
Now let's talk about that finals run, all right? In that finals run, Kendrick Perkins, the first round, had the assignment of guarding Dirk Nowitzki, which we swept them. Right? One-on-one, Dirk Nowitzki. Go put up the tape. Had him frustrated, everything. Second round, Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum. Go look at those numbers. Go look at what they did and what they didn't do. They did absolutely nothing. Then you want to get to the Western Conference Final. Guess who had to guard the greatest power forward of all time by himself? Kendrick Perkins. Guess what adjustments we made during that time when we were down 0-2? We switched everything, and you can go find the film of me guarding and locking up Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. Locking them up. Go watch game three. And I was talking to Steve Kerr because he said I should have been out of the rotation, who was doing the play-by-play at the time. Get to the NBA Finals. Go pull it up again. A few double-doubles in there.
Wow, where to start? Where to start? Not often do I hear a clip and start making a list of the things that I just call absolute BS on. I started to make a list of things that, okay, so first off, we know I have a serious problem with this. I don't like when people refer to themselves in the third person. It makes me incredibly uncomfortable. So when he constantly keeps going, Thunder didn't win a title until Kendrick Perkins is on the Thunder. Kendrick Perkins locked up so-and-so and locked up. Y'all know who you are. Actually, there's probably a decent enough amount of people who don't know who you were as the actual player that it might actually be relevant to this situation. You might be helping them. Or they might just think that you're talking about somebody that's not even yourself. Two, you played against Dirk for how many years? Can we not get the last name pronunciation right? It's not that difficult to call him Dirk Nowitzki, just his actual last name. Dirk Nowitzki. 10 times over. Again, maybe I'm just a snob. Maybe I'm a pronunciation snob. Yeah, probably a little bit so. Feel like you should have his name down. I mean, he's an all-time great. Feels like a good place to start. Also, the absolute blasphemy of the Western Conference Finals saying he locked up Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol. They both averaged a double-double in the series. You didn't really lock him up. Right? Like, you absolutely did not. It was like almost 17-10 coming out of Andrew Bynum, another 12-10 out of Pau Gasol. Towards the end of the run from the Lakers. Okay, pat on the back. Congratulations. Must I continue and talk about the fact that, well, hey, they went through and it was like, well, we had to switch something up. So they took me. I locked up Tim Duncan, but then they took me off of Tim Duncan. And they made me guard Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. Couldn't have been locking up Tim Duncan that bad. If you were locking up Tim Duncan that bad, I would have think they'd been like, Kendrick, you stay there. You stay right there and keep... I'm going to assume that it was probably, I don't know, maybe a culmination of Kevin Durant probably going through and dominating that series and averaging 30. That might have helped it out a little bit if I had to take just a shot and just a throw in the dark. Also, how much was he locking up any of the three guys? They all averaged over 17. All three of them, the entire series, averaged over 17. Kendrick is such a bum. I mean, Kevin Durant tweeted something out because, yeah, I would also feel a little, really? No, it had nothing to do with KD and Russ carrying the show, right? Had nothing. No, it's Kendrick Perkins.
James Harden coming off the bench.
Yeah, right. Sixth man James Harden. Nothing to do with that. No, it's Kendrick Perkins, who for that entire playoff run, I think averaged like 4-6 in 30 minutes of play. And this is the thing. If you're like, he's the defensive anchor, he's the best defensive player on the team. Okay, I could give Kendrick a little bit of scratch. Serge Ibaka was on the team in his prime.
And Cephalosha,
very underrated defensive guy. Was he starting at that point? I think he was,
yeah,
right? He was
over like James Harden. Yeah.
Like,
which is wild to say.
That's, I didn't want to go back to that world and think about it. But it, like, you weren't the best player at any single spot. Not only can we go through and single-handed be like, there's no chance that the Thunder making the finals was of any doing, really, of Kendrick Perkins. Like, I'm not saying nothing. He obviously played 29 minutes a game. He was a contributor. I would like to think that the three Hall of Famers sitting in front of him, four Hall of Famers maybe, maybe Serge probably gets there by the end of his career. You don't think so? You don't think Basketball Hall of Fame?
No.
I think he's got a shot. Anybody that goes and plays like 15 years in the NBA is almost
Kevin Love is on the brink, Serge Ibaka's not. Kevin Love is on the edge. People don't know if he's going to make it or not. Serge Ibaka's not making it.
Okay. Serge Ibaka doesn't make it. Three Hall of Famers and one Hall of Very Gooder. And then Kendrick Perkins, who is an absolute just the one of the most mediocre players to ever touch the floor of the NBA and just get carried to multiple finals appearances by the rest of his team. I mean, does he want a cookie? Does he want a pat on the back?
He definitely wants a cookie.
I was going to say it, but it felt like kind of fat on fat crime. It felt wrong for me to go there. So I'm glad you did it instead, because you live up to the mantra of being able to tell somebody that they look like they need a cookie more than I do. It's always good to get perked up. This one took way too long and had just the fallacies from start to finish. And I'm still heated about it. He can always get a grip.
Stay off the damn weed.
Stay off the damn cookies. Maybe that's a good place to start. All right, let's keep it rolling. Now, listen, we have a resident Knicks fan in Dominic Clary, who's not here today. We also obviously have our good friend who commonly calls in.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And Mr. Buckley, this comment directed at neither of those two. Because I think Mr. Buckley actually framed this very well in the last time that he talked about the Cavs and was not very attacking. But every other Knicks fan who sat there and watched an Eastern Conference semifinals, Pacers and Cavs, and sat there and laughed over and over again at the Cavs failing and constantly choking away fourth quarter leads as you were getting fourth quarter comebacks. Well, seats open at the table. Welcome. I'm glad that we can come in and now have a discussion. Because how did that feel? What was the feelings going through your head in watching a Tyrese Haliburton shot that should have had no business going in, bouncing 16 feet into the air and then dropping through the basket? I would imagine not good. How about that, like, 6-point lead that you built into overtime that you then also blew away?
They're also having Neesmith nightmares.
Everybody's having Nesmith nightmares. That dude's playing like he's going to be on the Mount Rushmore of basketball right now. It's absolutely absurd. I mean, I saw an article today that was like, Aaron Nesmith, the Reggie Miller-esque shot. Like, hey, hit the Reggie Miller-esque shot. Also, how about the double? Can we double down on this? How are you going to let a dude go through and Reggie Miller choke you when he didn't actually get the game-winning shot off and then not punish him in overtime? Like, that feels like a moment where, like, I don't care how tired you are, feels like the fire should be lit up underneath your ass and you should actually go in and probably dominate the overtime. But again, somehow, some way, it's almost like the Pacers are a very good basketball team and a very difficult team to play. I give the Cavs no excuses. You still should have won the series. But I think you're also looking at a very good Indiana Pacers team that every single one of us went through and underrated. So yeah, if you're a Knicks fan sitting there laughing at the Cavs, well, there's a seat open at the table. We're going to turn the cold shoulder to you when you sit down, but you can at least join the table. And first off, get a grip.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can we start with the fact that, I mean, I don't know who was out there still defending Diddy in any sort of way, but if you were, today had to be the thing that got you off the train, right? Like, if you were the one lone defender and you're like, you were on the hashtag Free Diddy movement, you got to be off today. Fellow rapper Kid Cudi testifying against him in court today. Right, yeah, from Cleveland. Very well. Jack's pointing that out to me. I didn't know that, but was going to leave that as an omission from the thing. So it's a good place. Yes, local Cleveland rapper, Kid Cudi, out there and going through and testifying against Sean Diddy Combs, and which is a very bold move in the industry that they work in and everything that Diddy has the ability to go through and do, maybe even from prison. Bold move by Kid Cudi, but a pat on the back for actually showing up today. In which he details that he goes through and had Molotov'd his Porsche, which if you're not familiar with the Molotov one, I mean, they've been around since like pre-World War I, so I think we're probably entering that area where you should know.
I just never played Call of Duty.
Well, I mean, they're a real thing, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware, but...
You know, it's essentially an alcohol bottle with a napkin shoved into it that you light on fire. But yeah, I mean, Call of Duty would certainly help you out. But it did that to his Porsche and made it explode. All right, well, that's a good place to be. And then also, here's the thing for it. Broke into the dude's house and apparently kicked the you-know-what out of his dog. Yeah, you know, I don't even know. If you even get that alleged against you, you've dropped down into my not-so-good list. They're going to have to do some real image saving, which, well, there's no saving image on Diddy. But... even anybody, if that was the only allegation against you and it was proven false, you're probably still gonna have to do some image saving, because that's a big no-no in my books and a lot of people's books. But yeah, if you're sitting there on the defense, I think a local Clevelander coming through and providing you some pretty good evidence is why you shouldn't be there, and probably why we can speed this process up. A lot of bad things happening. Can we just hit the max sentence and call it a day? Like, how many more charges are we gonna actually press on before we eventually get to the point where it's like, all right, Sean, you're going to be sentenced to 6,373 days. Oh, did I say days? That's years in federal prison. Congratulations. You can get a grip.
Because it's getting ridiculous.
All right, last one, one that strikes close to home. 24-year-old in the city of Perrysburg, Ohio. A new story coming out about him, posing as a high school student, going to class, and even partaking in high school sports, and which he's now been, you know, caught and can't do that. That's an arrest. That's also illegal. The most damning part about it, because if it wasn't weird enough to be a 24-year-old playing high school sports, you couldn't even make the varsity team. The kid was playing JV. He was playing junior varsity sports. I mean, for crying out loud, you have a 6-year advantage. You know how we talk about being like, oh, well, Jeremiah Smith in the NFL. Well, sure, he might be ready, but most of these guys, they're not ready. 18-year-olds going and playing against, you know, 30-year-olds in the physical difference, just not allowed. How about the 24-year-old going against the, I mean, legitimate, if you're playing JV, 15- and 16-year-olds, and you can't even elevate to varsity, you can't go play with the 17-year-olds? You're playing JV soccer. I mean, that is the low of the... If that didn't draw the bar for you of like, maybe I should just drop out and return to my life as a 24-year-old, which, by the way, we are past the time of college, and I mean, depending on what you're doing. Some people go to college for 10 years. Those people are called doctors, not high school students. But, like, you're past the point where, like, you're the normal enrollment of college age. You are past the point where it's like, hey, 24 should probably start to, you know, begin to look at a job and a career. And you had to wrap all the way back to high school. And again, can't even make the varsity team. I'm going to imagine if you did that, your first run at high school probably didn't go so well. I think that's a fair assumption to make. And you wanted to try to relive, or it went so well, you're trying to relive the glory days. Again, would that not be the most defeating fact in the world? That you just show up and you're like, I'm 24, I'm going to run these kids in soccer. And it's like, eh, JV. I mean, wow. That is, I don't even know how you get away with that. 24 to like 16, 17 feels like a pretty distinguishable difference. Don't know how you got there. Either way, get a grip. What are we doing? All right, that'll do it for this edition of Get a Grip. Always feels good to get it off the chest. When we come on back, Danny Cunningham of the Inside Shot Substack, Locked On Cavs podcast, and right here of 92.3 The Fan. Going to be joining us talking Cavs and conference finals on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.